Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hey, hey! I thought Wednesday was supposed to be the slowest day of the year in sports. Womp, 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 womp. Just because there are no games, you should know this by now. If you listen to me on a regular basis, you should know there's always something going on in sports. Even when there are no actual games, which there weren't on Wednesday, no baseball, no basketball, not even summer league, no hockey, not in this country, and no football. Even when there are no games, there's always something happening. And boy, did we get nonstop news on Wednesday. Now, you remember, if you were with us last night, it was roughly 23 hours ago, 22 and a half, that the news broke, started to trickle in from NBA insiders that there was a blockbuster trade in the works between one Toronto Raptors organization that was desperate to shake things up. I can pretty much agree that they've done that. And then one San Antonio Spurs organization that had to move its franchise guy because they were not going to play an entire season with a guy who didn't want to be there, number one, and number two, would provide the source of a huge distraction.
What you said is correct.
Final year. As a San Antonio Spur, it came a lot more quickly, maybe, than he expected or the Spurs fans expected this time last year. Gosh, there's so much to pull apart from the Kawhi for DeMar DeRozan, and I'm looking forward to doing that. A lot of you have tweeted me to ask me my reaction, my opinion, and I was giving some of that on the show last night. But now we know. Also, Danny Green, a starter for a championship-winning team in the NBA, is heading to the Raptors along with Kawhi Leonard. So I guess at least he'll have a former teammate to help him feel a little more comfortable initially. We've got Greg Popovich, who is far more loquacious than what we get from Coach Pop during the season. I was actually really impressed at the length of his answers. And he said, and I quote, "I couldn't be happier." What was he referring to? Well, you will find out coming up very soon. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in, as you always do, your faithful listeners. Or if this is a one-time thing for you, we hope it turns into a two-time thing or a three-time thing. I always tell people, give me 2 weeks and I'll win you over. You may not like the show, but you'll still listen to it. We're inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Guess what's happening right now? International events across the pond. I love it when there are sporting events taking place during the show. And on back-to-back nights, we had breaking news, and now the first round of the Open. Or for those of you who are not as hip as some of us, that does not include me, the British Open, although you use the British Open at your own risk because the Twitter police get very upset.
Towards the green.
If you tweet the British Open, you will draw the ire of those people on Twitter who are perfect. Did you know there are actually a lot of people on Twitter who are completely perfect, who've never made a mistake in their entire lives? They're also the ones who write to you Y-O-U-R when it's supposed to be Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Such a travesty. As a wordsmith, I completely ignore anything that might come after your misuse of your and your. Or it's an it's somewhere. What's wrong with people and their apostrophes? What do you have against apostrophes, people? So you can find me on Twitter, police, with your kind tweets. Can't we all just be kind? Actually, no matter if you're kind or not kind, you cannot ruin my great mood today. I'm in a really good mood. I'll tell you why in a bit. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I am not confident. I'm going to have to check and see, actually, on my Twitter profile page, if our latest poll is still live. Oh, it sure is. You have 44 minutes left. Oh, we're just shy of 1,000 voters. We need some more. Can I tell you, this poll is dead even. I mean, 50% to 50%. We only had two options in the poll. It's been like this all day long. So I've retweeted it multiple times. Here, I'll do it again. Just crazy. We've never had a poll that's finished in a dead tie. This could be the one. So you can find that on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. I know dozens and dozens of you weighed in. It's a really good debate. I'm sorry we didn't have more time to spend on it last night, but our show got hijacked by one Kawhi Leonard and DeMar DeRozan and the not-so-cryptic Instagram story, or Insta story, I guess is what the cool kids call it.
Well, why not?
So again, Twitter, Facebook, what's your reaction to Kawhi in San Antonio? Oh, nope. Kawhi in Toronto, DeMar DeRozan in San Antonio. DeMar has 3 years, $83 million left on his contract. He loved playing in Toronto. He loved Toronto. And so I'm bummed for him. According to his conversation with Chris Haynes, who's an ESPN NBA reporter, DeMar said the team actually assured him he would not be traded. So you could understand why he feels blindsided, why he posted an Insta story in which he indicated he was told one thing, and yet the outcome was something completely different. But the good news is that the Spurs have him under contract now for several years. 3 years at $83 million, which means they can establish a culture with DeMar. He can get acclimated. And maybe last year's stats, 23 points, 5 assists, four rebounds per game, will turn him into one of the most reliable players that the Spurs have had, the way that he's been for Toronto. Maybe he'll fall in love with San Antonio. The good news is the Spurs are generally a winning organization, which means that the winning will be the best recruiting tool for San Antonio. And I'm telling you, we don't get to see or hear from this kinder, gentler Coach Popovich very often, but he almost sounds like he's giddy over DeMar.
With DeMar coming to San Antonio, I couldn't be happier. I think this trade is going to be good for both teams. DeMar is obviously, you know, a four-time All-Star, an All-NBA player. He's been great in the community there, a team player, somebody that I've respected and watched play for a while now, and we're thrilled to have him here.
All of that is true. DeMar very active in Toronto, both on and off the court. And as much as Raptors fans hate to lose him, that's how excited Spurs fans, or that same emotion, complete other end of the spectrum, but that much emotion should be felt by Spurs fans as they welcome DeMar into the fold. Not because they're happy to lose Kawhi. He's one of the best two-way players in the NBA. And I know he's coming off a year in which his career was a bit derailed, only played 9 games. But he's a two-time defensive player of the year. This guy is, he's dynamic. He's a freak of nature in terms of his athletic ability, but also the size and the wingspan that he was blessed with. He's fierce. He's versatile. Coach Popovich and the Spurs organization tabbed him to be the future of the franchise. They traded for him on draft night. And they've been singing his praises ever since. And honestly, Greg Popovich is not going to change his tune now, even though Kawhi is in Toronto.
Kawhi conducted himself wonderfully while he was here. You know, he helped us win a fifth championship. As I said, he was a hard worker all the time, and we wish him well.
Coach Pop goes on to say, there's no point in looking back. There's no point in revisiting the past. And he also said at his press conference, it was with a group of reporters as opposed to something extremely formal. But he also said he doesn't even like to talk about Tim Duncan now. He's just not a guy who looks back. Not that I would expect anything different from Coach Pop. Certainly this season was frustrating. There was a time when he just had no idea what to say about Kawhi Leonard and his rehab or even where he was. His response in the postseason, you're going to have to ask Kawhi's team. You're going to have to ask his team because we don't know anything. And so it was certainly frustrating for him. But given the demand for a trade from Kawhi Leonard, given the demand and the limitations that Kawhi placed on Coach Pop and the organization, you got to think from the Spurs perspective, this is a win-win. No, DeMar DeRozan isn't the same quality of a player, especially defensively, that Kawhi is. And yes, they also lost Danny Green. But it's not as though they're getting a slouch back. They're getting a four-time All-Star. And I appreciate that Coach Pop tried multiple times to iron this out with Kawhi, to come up with a solution that didn't mean a trade. But that's not what happened. And now they can go forward into this year not having to worry about their best player, the face of their franchise, bolting when the year is over. And they got something quality in return. I think it's a win-win for the Spurs. Only because they had to. They couldn't go into this season. Well, they could have. But they didn't want to go into this season with this distraction and this cloud hanging over their heads. And they ship Kawhi out, not only to another country, but to another conference. So a friend of mine who works in the NBA sent me this text, and I thought it was funny, so I thought I would pass it along. He travels for NBA games. So he works 5 or 6 nights a week at NBA games during the heat of the season. I better get my passport ready. Wow. Pop basically sent Kawhi to Siberia.
No, well, that's how we do in Toronto.
I mean, Toronto, Siberia. The point is, my friend inside the NBA thought that while this wasn't on purpose, Pop didn't send him to Toronto on purpose, meaning Kawhi doesn't like the cold, so Pop didn't send him there because he wanted to spite him. But the fact that they got a good deal and he's shipping him off to another country, completely the opposite direction of what he wanted, has to have some appeal. Be careful what you ask for. It's a cautionary tale, no? Be careful what you ask for. Hashtag Kawhi not. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We've got more on a cautionary tale. Boy, do I have some lessons that I want to share courtesy of a couple of athletes over the last 24 hours. I'm jazzed up about the show, can you tell? But that's not the only reason I'm in a good mood. We got a lot to get to. Farhan Zaidi of the Dodgers speaking out about his new acquisition in Manny Machado. And as people were already starting to ask him, or reporters already starting to ask him, what about signing Machado? He's like, can you let the guy get here and put on a Dodgers uniform first? Can we just tap the brakes? What do I always say to fans? Tap the brakes, pump the brakes. It happens every year. first week of the NFL season. You will hear it again. We could drop it in like we do the boom. Pump the brakes. Let's not overreact. We've got a long way to go. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page. You can find us named after the show. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Masahiro Tanaka, he delivers. Machado hits a home run. Oh, my goodness. Way back in left, back about 30 rows. Wait, and bye-bye. Manuel Machado has tied the game in the fifth inning. He launched it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
No more Manny Machado home runs in a Baltimore Orioles uniform, but man, he had a career start. Career first half, which made him even more attractive to the Los Angeles Dodgers, who've acquired him and will have him for the it's not really the second half. It's about 60-plus games that are still left in the regular season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Just as a side note, those of you who are sending me dumb tweets about how Canada is not Siberia, duh. I was reading a text, you dopes. I was not saying Canada is Siberia. Why do you think I laughed like a nincompoop? I was reading a text. Don't send me your geography lessons. Don't send me all your criticisms about how I don't know anything about Canada. I grew up in New Hampshire. I've been to Toronto. I've been to many parts of Canada. I didn't say anything about it. I was reading a text. So easy killers. Relax. Seriously. Chill the F out.
We don't answer to the fans.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Save your ats for somebody else. You can find me on Twitter or Facebook if you have something nice to say, like actually constructive, or if you were paying attention. And we'll get to your calls too. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Coming up very soon, we're going to spend some time with Eric Smith, who is the Raptors radio play-by-play voice, and who also is on their TV sidelines now and then. Now, he is unabashedly Toronto, so I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. Thankfully, he's a night owl, and he's going to join us to talk about the impact of this swap, essentially DeMar DeRozan, Kawhi Leonard, though the Raptors also get another defensive guard, one who can hit the three and has won a championship in Danny Green. So I don't want him to get overlooked in this deal. So we'll talk to Eric and he'll give us the reaction of really the last 24 hours in Toronto. And then if you want to react as well as fans, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. How about the other big trade that kind of got usurped, buried for a little bit by the news of Kawhi Leonard and DeMar DeRozan? When you think about the Manny Machado move to Los Angeles, I can't help but think about Justin Verlander to Houston last year, Andrew Miller to the Cleveland Indians in 2016 when they went to the World Series. How about Aroldis Chapman, who ended up with the Chicago Cubs and played such a major role in their winning the World Series in 2016? Will this Machado trade be that type of an impact move? So he will take over at shortstop primarily for the Dodgers, though. Like every Dodgers infielder and many of their players, they like to move guys around. They prefer that you be versatile. It reminds me a bit of the New England Patriots. They bring in guys who have multiple skills and who are comfortable moving to multiple positions or adjusting to different formations. That's how Bill Belichick likes to do it, so that they have options with different defensive packages. So the Dodgers have multiple guys who can move around and play different positions, whether it be infield, the middle infield, or whether it be the outfield. And that's kind of the way they've been filling in for Corey Seager ever since he went down with the injury. So Dodgers general manager Farhan Zaidi was a guest on the Dodgers flagship, which is AM 570 in Los Angeles. And he talked about this move that they've made for Manny Machado.
We're in a situation where, you know, we're in first place, but we're in first place by the slimmest margins. And there's four teams in the NL within four games of each other. So, you know, we felt like improving our team in this 2 or 3 week period was imperative. And we think Manny Machado was the best target out there for that. For us, making a move like this, it's great. It energizes the fan base. It gets people around town talking about it. But, you know, in the end, it's meant as a means to an end. I mean, we're trying to win a World Series every year and this year in particular. And so, you know, we're excited about making the deal. But ultimately, this is about getting close to that bigger goal.
After coming within one win of a World Series title, after coming within one win on their own field against a very game Astros team, a team that just, oh man, had more than nine lives. It was amazing to watch last year's World Series. The Dodgers certainly don't want to go what another couple decades without getting there, right? I mean, it's been 30 years this season going back to their 88 World Series. So they snapped that drought last year by getting back to the World Series. That's why it makes me laugh when people complain that the Dodgers spend all this money and they always get to the World Series. They always win. They're always relevant. I mean, they get to the playoffs, but they hadn't been to the World Series since 88. And so that was huge for them. And now they've had a taste of it. They like the window they're in, the pitching they've got, as well as this incredible young talent, much of which is homegrown, not all of, but much of which is. And they want to capitalize on where they are now. And so this move to get Manny Machado not only fills a hole, but also when you think about the race in the National League West, it's so important for them to have any edge that they possibly can. And what I've heard, according to multiple reports, is it's something that they started talking about with the Orioles about a month ago, but that was when there were, I don't know, a dozen teams involved in this race.
Really, over the past week, it seemed like the Orioles were intent on making something happen over the All-Star break. You know, and we kind of stepped up and, you know, made sure that our offer was competitive, not just competitive relative to other teams, but, you know, was something that would get them to act sooner rather than waiting around until July 31st. So really the last week is when things have accelerated and got to this point.
General Manager Farhan Zaidi on AM 570 in Los Angeles, which is the flagship for the Dodgers radio network. I'm excited to see how this move works out. I do feel for Orioles fans the same way that I feel for Raptors fans. It's really difficult to lose a franchise guy. And I believe the Orioles waited as long as they possibly could. There are some who would tell you they should have traded him before now, as opposed to waiting until the final few months of his contract, feeling like they could have gotten more for him or that the rebuild should have started sooner. And so here you got Orioles fans, some of whom are friends of mine who've texted me to say, this is really painful. I know we need to do it, but I hate to see him go. And it's the same for Raptors fans. Now, I don't know if Raptors fans are on board with we needed to do this. I believe the franchise needed a shakeup, and getting a new head coach that you promote from within isn't the kind of shakeup that I think does enough. But it's rough. It sucks when you have a player who's actually loyal to your franchise, who's remained there, who wants to be there, and now you ship him somewhere else and you bring in a guy that, I mean, you already know he's not thrilled about his destination because he's let that be known. It's not so much about Toronto as it is about the cold and as it is about the fact that it's not LA, right? That's not what Kawhi Leonard wanted. So here's this big risk. So there certainly are a lot of elements to it, but from a pure fan perspective, I understand why it's hard. I mean, I've been through it too myself when guys have gotten traded. In fact, going back to my days where I don't know that I wouldn't call myself a Bruins fan, but I followed the Bruins because I worked in New England and I would go to their games all the time. And Joe Thornton was my favorite hockey player. And all of a sudden he gets blindsided and he gets traded halfway across, well, all the way across the country, but he gets traded to a completely different conference and starts all over. And I felt like I was blindsided as a fan myself. And so I understand the angst that goes around it, that comes with it. especially when there are no games that are taking place. In the case of the Raptors, they got to wait a while until any of this sorts itself out and you can see Kawhi on the court, Danny Green too. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, what's your reaction to the big blockbuster deals in both basketball and baseball? We've got Open Golf already underway, plus a couple cautionary tales. We'll get to those next. And then at the top of the hour, Eric Smith of the Raptors Radio Network will join us after 24 hours of craziness. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Against Carter, front court right. Kawhi with a dribble, waiting for a screen from David Lee. Cuts left around that screen, straightaway three. Kawhi not! Kawhi Leonard with a straightaway three, gives the Spurs a three-point lead. Working a few dribbles against Jermichael Green, down to 8 seconds. Behind the back dribble, taking it right side. Pulls up, mid-range jumper, good for Kawhi Leonard.
At this point, you know, it's time to move on. I'm concerned about Jakob and DeMar and our basketball team and putting that together. We got a lot of young kids and it's exciting. In no way, shape, or form does it do any good to go back in time and talk about A, B, or C. It's time to move on.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From Greg Popovich's mouth to God's ears, it is time to move on. Or from Greg Popovich's mouth to the ears of Spurs fans. Man, there is no one quicker in professional sports than turning a corner and shutting the door. But you know what? This is what Kawhi Leonard asked for. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio and the mixtape provided by Isaac on the other side of a double-paned glass. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. All right, let's do a couple of calls here, and then I will share with you the two lessons that kind of popped up into my brain, cautionary tales from the last 2 days in sports. Thomas is listening in what part of Canada, Thomas?
Toronto area.
All right, thanks so much. Welcome.
I do have a concern about the Kawhi trade. I don't necessarily like that DeRozan's part of it. I feel like Lowry is less valuable than DeRozan, so the Raptors should have tried to get rid of Lowry before they did DeRozan, because if Kawhi leaves after 1 year, they just gave away the face of the franchise for 1 year. I understand Kawhi's like one of the best players in the NBA today, but for 1 year, it's not really worth it giving away DeRozan. And with the pick and Poeltl, who knows what you're going to get out of them.
Right. Here's the deal, though, Thomas. We don't know if maybe the Raptors started with Kyle Lowry and said, we'll give you Lowry. And in order to get Kawhi, they had to give up DeRozan. So we don't really know the negotiations behind the scenes or what the Raptors offered first. Yeah. Obviously, it's that old adage, to spend money, you have to make money. And in this case, the money, the currency, those are the players. And so you've got to be able to spend something, to sacrifice something, to be able to get something valuable in return. And so maybe they did offer Lowry. The problem is that not only did they get Kawhi Leonard, they got another starter from the team that's a great defender who's won a championship as well. And so you're bringing two starters into your locker room from a championship caliber team, at least in the not too distant past. You got to give up something valuable to the Spurs, otherwise the deal doesn't go through.
Yeah, you're correct on that one.
Now, as a fan though, I can understand why it's hard, because DeMar loved Toronto. Not that Lowry didn't, but DeMar was really active in the community. He wanted to be there. He was told, according to him, that he wasn't going to get traded. I mean, all of that feels like a shot to the gut.
Yeah, I'm part of the whole belief that Kyle Lowry's a bit overrated. With like DeMar's helped that team so much that I don't know. I guess they had to trade DeMar to get Kawhi, but I don't know. I don't really like the trade.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. And I hope that I hope that there is some way that the Raptors could take this year, the Raptors, the organization, the fans can take this year to try to woo Kawhi. It sounds funny, but don't make it be a foregone conclusion that the guy's going to depart. What if he does it? What if he loves it? What if the Raptors win another top seed in the East and it goes really well? What if it's a fantastic season for him, a career year? Well, the Raptors have already got a head start then on potentially winning him over and him changing his mind about wanting to go somewhere else.
Yeah, with that and like Danny Green and well as well, I believe it's Danny Green.
Yes,
that would be that's an excellent trade. If they can convince Kawhi to stay, that would be an awesome trade, and it could potentially turn them around from these exits that they've been having in the second and first round against LeBron.
Now, see, there you go. That's the spirit, yeah. Optimism, Thomas.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate your phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Rashad is listening in Atlanta. Rashad, what do you think about the trade?
I'm really not a fan of neither, but I just feel how Toronto feels now is how I feel when we let Wade go from the Miami Heat. I just feel like you never know what Kawhi is going to do the following year. He's really not happy playing there. He wants to be a Laker, and you give up somebody that, you know, you put somebody in the trade that was basically your franchise that would have been there for you, that was loyal to the city. So I just, you know, I'm kind of feeling where Toronto fans are coming from. But I'm just like, I really didn't understand this trade really at all. I just felt like the best person that came out of this was the Spurs. Toronto really just blew it to me. That's just my opinion. So I just wanted to say that.
Okay. I hope that the upcoming basketball season will change some minds. I get knee-jerk reaction, but we haven't seen Kawhi on the court for a full year, pretty much. I mean, he got injured in the postseason in 2017, and so it's been a long time. Maybe people have forgotten how good this guy can be.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Rashad.
I just want to tell Toronto fans, keep your head up, man. I'm suffering in Miami right now, too.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Sympathy pains. I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Rashad. Have a great day. Let's talk to Steve. Let's pivot and talk to Steve in Baltimore. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, Amy?
I'm good. Thank you.
That's good. When I first heard about Machado being traded, it just broke my heart. But I wish him a lot of luck in Los Angeles. We're a struggling franchise, and I think we could get better from this at the same time. I'm going to miss Machado.
Well, I definitely understand that, and rebuild projects are never fun, especially if you're talking about starting from a bunch of prospects and figuring out a way to clean out a lot of other older players that people have gotten attached to, or at least used to at the very least. But I would say we've ended up seeing some of these rebuild projects work out really well. I mean, think about what the New York Yankees, and I know I'd say that's not fair, or it's not, that doesn't help you feel better because it's an AL East team, but think about what the New York Yankees did a couple of years ago. They had old players retire. They traded away Chapman. They brought in a bunch of young guys, prospects, that are now turning into the building blocks for what could be an extended run over these next few years. And so it's sometimes it can be a surprise, like a woo, but you wish it didn't have to come at the expense of Machado. It's just that the Orioles maybe weren't going to be able to re-sign him, and if they were, it was going to be extremely expensive and maybe protracted negotiations, and I think they were looking for something fresh, worried that they would get nothing in return.
Yeah, he's just a good shortstop, but a great third baseman, and I think L.A. is really going to win the World Series, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I understand. The thing is, like, maybe it's not quite as painful for the Baltimore because you know that you weren't going to contend this year. You know, like, it's like, okay, let Manny go and win somewhere else if that's the case.
Yeah, I just realized the deal had to have been made at the same time.
It did. It definitely did. The Orioles waited until they didn't have any more time. I mean, I guess they could have waited another, week and a half before the trade deadline, but they were pretty much out of options.
Yeah, I think it pretty much is just get it done right away and just maybe move on and improve, you know, and keep rebuilding, you know. This is just a start for them, you know.
Exactly. Now, there you go, Steve.
Yeah.
That's a good perspective. Thanks for your phone call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let's do one more here. Don is in Cleveland. Don, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, Amy? How are you?
Yo, I'm good. Thank you.
Why are you on so late?
I mean, on the West Coast, man, it's not even midnight, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you're on the West Coast?
We're national, friend.
I got you. Hey, I got 2 points for you.
Actually, international. We have listeners overseas as well.
I believe it with you on the air. I mean, why not?
Well, thanks. Okay, question. Shoot, let's go.
All right. Well, I'm from Cleveland. I don't really like the Steelers, but I got a couple questions regarding them.
Yeah.
So do you believe in the Madden curse? So since 2000, 13 of the players on the cover basically have crashed and burned. So that's 1 point. And then the second is, do you think Le'Veon Bell is going to sit out at all this year or at the start of the year?
First question is a big fat no. I do not believe in curses or jinxes or superstitions. Yeah, and what about the other five? Just out of curiosity, what happened to the other five, Don?
Well, they were successful. Or
yeah,
they didn't burn to the ground. So.
Right, right. So I'm sorry if you're looking for like some kind of fun, super cool answer. I'm relatively boring and vanilla when it comes to that. I don't believe in that kind of crap. So no, I mean I understand that football is a violent game and sometimes those things happen. But Brady was on the cover last year and he was the MVP and got to the Super Bowl again. So as for the second one, what I've heard, what I understand is that Le'Veon will likely miss a good portion of training camp, if not all of it. But that he does not intend to skip any of the season. There's a lot of money on the table. Obviously, if he sits out, he forfeits a bunch of that, but also he's made a promise, which you may or may not like as a Cleveland. Are you a Browns fan?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Lifetime. I mean, it's a struggle here being a Browns fan in Cleveland.
I gotcha.
We play in week one, so that's why I'm asking.
Right. No, he says 2018 is going to be his best season yet, and he's highly motivated to prove it because now he's going to have to go out and earn that contract that he wants, which would be upwards of $16 million per year. Just as a side note, since you don't know a ton about me, Don, my mom's whole side of the family is in Northeast Ohio, in fact, in Youngstown area. And so when I grew up and would spend time with my grandparents in the fall, there would be Steelers fans in the neighborhood and there'd be Browns fans because the city is essentially halfway between Cleveland and Pittsburgh. And so some of the driveways would be decorated in black and gold and some of the driveways would be decorated in brown and orange. And that was my introduction to the Cleveland-Pittsburgh rivalry.
Well, how is it now? I think you were there a couple of weeks ago.
I was. Yes, I was, actually. During the summertime, it's more about Ohio State and about the local high school. I think a lot of people are still Browns fans, though. They kind of identify with the long-suffering. And let me just tell you what, my mom's whole side of the family was nuts so when the Cavaliers finally won the championship. So, yeah, I think they're mostly Cleveland fans.
Well, good talking to you, Amy. Have a good night, all right?
You too, Don. Thanks so much for weighing in from the shores of Lake Erie. All right, our phone number, as always, 855-212-4227. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, if you want to continue weighing in our question of the night, your reaction to the blockbuster deals in both baseball and basketball. Now, coming up, we're going to spend some time with Toronto play-by-play announcer and sideline reporter Eric Smith. He's unabashedly Toronto. He wants to give you the Raptors' perspective, so he will join us straight ahead. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.